Podium Audio presents A Strange Intrusion, Book 3 of Roland Benito. Written by Inger Gemmelgott-Medsen. Performed by Emma Gregory. Chapter 1. The freezing temperatures had dropped further as darkness fell. He felt it as soon as he came out of the hot, damp stables. The hairs in his nostrils froze, and the snow splintered under his boots as he walked up to the farmhouse. His breath hung in the air as petrified white mist. -13°C, said the thermometer on the wall. Gunda was still up, even though she had done the milking at 5 o'clock that morning. Now she was making the evening coffee. The ceiling lamp illuminated the darkness in front of the kitchen window, casting a golden glow onto the snow. The car was still there. Now he could see that it hadn't just been abandoned by a motorist stuck in a snowdrift, as he had first assumed. A glow from a cigarette lit up briefly in the darkness. Or had he imagined it? Would he even be able to see that from this distance? The car was parked between the trees by the road that connected the 4 closest lying farms. He stamped the snow off on the mat and looked at the car again before going inside. It had been there for a long time. When he'd gone out to the stable, it hadn't been completely dark. Still, the white car hadn't been easy to spot in the snowy landscape. He'd only noticed it because it wasn't normal for anyone to park there. He had been about to go up and ask if there were any problems, but stopped himself. What did that car have to do with him? A couple in love, maybe, even if it was a chilly pleasure, and if so, they were taking their time about it. The heat inside hit just as hard as the cold had done. The hairs in his nose thawed, making it run. He wiped his nose on a Kleenex. Gunda looked at him from the kitchen. "You're not getting sick, are you, Torkil?"
"No, it's just the frost."
He took off his cap and coat in the utility room, where there was already a smell of cow from wellies and outerwear, and he stroked his hand over his head as if to comb his hair in place. But it had started to fall out before he'd even turned 40. His head was like an egg now. What could you expect when you were in your mid-50s? Gunda wiped the oilcloth and placed the coffee pot on a trivet. He sat down on the bench and poured coffee for himself. The farm was a real family farm, like in good old Morten Koch films. But life in the country had not been all rosy. Agriculture didn't count for anything nowadays. The environment, shops and homes were more important, so many farmers were forced to surrender and sell their land to meet those needs. They were also severely criticized for helping to pollute nature, and yet people couldn't do without milk, butter and cheese, as if they thought it grew on trees, or that the big supermarket chains had cows out in their back rooms. He snorted at the thought.
"What did you spot out by the road?" asked Gunda, putting cakes on the table.
"Oh, it's just a car that's been up there for a while."
"Strange place to park. Who can it be?"
She stared out the window, but it was impossible to see the car from there in the dark.
"It's nothing to do with us."
She sat down too, poured coffee and put a piece of the Danish butter ring and a biscuit on her plate. Afterwards, she pushed the dish towards him.
"Maybe it's someone visiting the Hogårds again. They seem to have guests all the time," she said with her mouth full of cake.
"Then it definitely doesn't have anything to do with us," he said firmly.
They consumed their evening coffee in silence, but he kept thinking about the car. Who would sit out in that cold for so long? The lights in the farmhouse windows of the few scattered yards in the landscape had long since been extinguished one by one. It had begun to snow again. The flakes dropped like glittering crystals, settled on shrubs and trees, forming a protective white blanket against the harsh frost. They lit up in the stillness of the night, broken only by the eerie screeches of a tawny owl and the quiet creaking of car doors as they were slowly opened. 3 dark figures stepped out and began to walk along the road. They melted into the grey shadows.